Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, you're able to be together with me again as we're going through this teaching, if you will, this study on whatever is a spot, a stain, or a wrinkle. We opened these messages with that scripture reference in the fifth chapter of Ephesians that says that Jesus is going to present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. And so I thought it would be profitable and useful for us to take an in-depth look at what the scripture has to say about what is a spot, what's a stain, what's a wrinkle. And up until now, we've been focusing on the word spot, which means by definition a small area visibly different as in color, finish, or material from the surrounding area, an area marred or marked as by dirt. And basically, it's a spot is on the surface. It's generally easy to remove. It's a blemish as opposed to a scar or a deep imperfection, if you will, in the fabric. And I suggested to you by the scriptures we were looking at that it refers to the world or worldliness. And Christians, if we're not careful, can be very definitely influenced by a world mentality. And that spirit of the world rejects Christ. Just like the Pharisees, they were very religious, but they could not receive Christ. Their hearts were hardened. And so it's possible for us as Christians to be influenced, but if we'll keep our heart pure, if we will, if we keep ourselves unspotted from the world as the scripture counsels us, that's something that the Lord can give us victory over, that we won't be influenced. Now, there are those, unfortunately, and I don't even profess to have any understanding how this all occurs, but there is a dynamic for some that appear to name the name of Christ, and this is expressed in 2 Peter and Jude. If at any point you miss a broadcast, you may go to unveilchrist.org to rehear or to hear a broadcast, but we covered this at length, looking at those scriptures, that there are those who forsake the way of righteousness. They become as Balaam, and that's different. They actually become a spot. Their entire fabric, their entire being, if you will, is refusing the ways of the Lord, and basically they are reserved for the punishment of outer darkness. That is a choice that they are making. And unfortunately, they will fraternize and fellowship even with the saints of God. And we need the discernment of God to understand those who do. They might speak words that sound good, but we have to have the discernment of the Holy Spirit, and we can judge them by their fruit. Do they have love? Do they have peace? Do they speak God's word? And that's why we, on an individual level, have to know the Word of God. Just don't take glibly anything that everyone would say, especially if they're in the place of public ministry. That's why I'm constantly, whenever I say something, I'm backing it up with the Word of God, because my opinions, beloved, amount to nothing. They mean nothing. It is God's opinion that is going to matter. And so, as Jude was saying, there are those who walk in the way of Cain. They run greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward. These are spots on your feast of charity, trees whose fruits withereth. You see, they started out. And I understand. I mean, Brother Glass years ago actually went over to San Francisco to Bob Jones Church. And that's the only time in his ministry he publicly marked someone as being a false prophet. He saw him throw the Bible down and stand on it. Unfortunately, some of the members of the church at that time, that was before I came in 73, were very offended at that. They left the church and basically perished in Guyana. So, beloved, I don't understand how that can happen to me. You know, how could you turn away from the Lord? But only the Lord knows the heart, and it's like the parable of the tares and the wheat. If they are tares, the master said, let you know, the angels will gather the wheat, he'll gather the tares, and we'll leave that judgment to the Lord. We just need to be mindful of our own walk in Christ. Amen. Do you find that you have enough to take care of in just doing that? I know I do. All right, having said all that, by way of review, let's go on now to a stain. Now, a stain is unlike a spot, if you will. If we're using the analogy of basically clothes or laundry, it's a little more serious. It can actually be in the very fabric. Now, a spot is something which will, as I said in a previous broadcast, it generally tends to be easy to remove. It's sort of on the surface, easy to remove. And that's true of worldliness. That's why we have to, Jesus, when he gave the example of washing our feet tend to get dirty. That's why remember he washed the feet of his disciples at the Last Supper. And Peter says, "You're not going to do that to me, Lord." And he said, "Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." And he said, "Don't you love Peter? You know, not only my feet, but my head, my hands, the whole, you know," he wanted the whole nine yards. But Jesus said that wasn't needful. He was referring to the dirt, the worldliness of the world that we have to cleanse with the washing of the water of the Word of God. But now a stain, and sometimes we use those words, I'm speaking now naturally, we're talking about, oh, there's a spot on that blouse, but a spot, somehow if we use the word stain, it refers to something that's a little more embedded, if you will. And I would suggest to you that that refers to the flesh or the sin nature. It is something that is a part of us until we are ultimately fully redeemed, until we're with Jesus. Remember, the great apostle Paul wrestled against the desires of his spirit man and that other law he saw at work in his members, the law of the flesh, the carnal man, the sin nature. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He goes on to say, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, by definition, and this is in the natural, a stain refers to, this is the definition, it means to color wood, glass, cloth, by processing, affecting chemically or otherwise the material itself. It alters, it changes. And isn't that a real statement about sin? Sin has dramatically changed the human race. Since sin first entered the world through our first parents, Adam and Eve, we were totally changed. We became dead. There was beautiful fellowship with God, and through the new birth, we have that fellowship restored, and one day we shall see our Redeemer face to face, as Job said. But sometimes if I can again relate to the analogy of laundry, sometimes some stains are very difficult to come out. Some come out relatively easily, but some, if they've been there a long time, are much harder. Now, can you see an analogy there? Sometimes our spiritual stains, things that have habits that have been with us for a long time, they are hard to come out. But what can wash away that sin, that stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, beloved. His blood is sufficient to cleanse you from every sin, from every bit of unrighteousness. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Malachi 3:2 says, "But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth?" Talking about our glorious King, our glorious Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. "For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap, and he shall purify the sons of Levi." Beloved, that's us. I know there's a Levitical tribe in terms of the children of Israel, but we are kings and priests unto our God. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. So, beloved, take heart. Be encouraged. God is working, and as you desire and make a determination to mortify the deeds of the body, He will help you. But the Spirit of the Lord would say, beloved, you wrestle not against an enemy that cannot be defeated, but I have given you power through the indwelling Holy Spirit to overcome every deed of the flesh. As you trust me, as you are willing to do what you can, you shall see I will give you supernatural strength and power, and you shall see the deeds of the body, yea, those habits of even years standing, you shall find deliverance, says the Lord, because of my power working in you, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we receive that. Those who are struggling, Lord, I thank you that the stains in our person, in our soul, shall be totally taken away by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Though our sins be as crimson, they shall be as white as wool. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, there is a special offer I'd like to extend to you, and that is we're celebrating here at UCM our 50th Jubilee anniversary, 50 years of full-time ministry, not only in ministry but in radio broadcasting. And I would like to offer for those especially who don't have internet access, you may listen on the internet. I have a special selection of ministry classics, songs and radio broadcasts of my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, and also a 50th Jubilee Anniversary commemorative booklet, which is yours for the requesting, a brief history, and then some beautiful pictures that I've pulled together over the years, highlighting those 50 years of ministry. People have really enjoyed it and expressed their appreciation. I've sent it to everyone on the mailing list. And so I invite you, if you'd like to receive that, just let me know, and I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we're going to continue on with this subject on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. I love you. God bless you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,